Good evening, everybody. I'd like to open up the meeting at
8:02.
8:02. We're going to do a flag salute. If you could please remain standing for a moment of silence. Ms. Tott, would you like to lead us off in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. You may be seated.
All attendees and participants agree to conduct themselves in a manner appropriate for public gathering. Individual speakers should be advised that no right of privacy protects a person's public comments made in a public forum. Accordingly, all participants bear responsibilities for their own statement and commentary. Correspondence. Thank you letter from Millstone Township School District dated June 20, 2024. Regarding the Township Committee sponsorship of an award at the 8th grade graduation. Resolutions 24-164, resolution acknowledging receipt and review of Planning Board Consistency Report for Ordinance 24-10.
Motion to adopt the table.
Make the motion to adopt.
Thank you. Second, please.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Committee Person Tara Zabrowski?
Yes.
Committee Person Davis?
Yes.
Mayor Farah?
Yes.
Resolution 24-165, resolution acknowledging receipt and review of Planning Board Consistency Report for Ordinance 24-11.
Motion to adopt the table.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Committee Person Zabrowski?
Yes.
Yes.
Committee Person Davis?
Yes.
Mayor Farah?
Yes.
Ordinances, second reading, Ordinance 24-10. An ordinance amending Chapter 35, Land Use and Development Regulations, Article 4, Regulations Applicable to All Zoning Districts, Section 35-4-14, Stormwater Management of the Revised Ordinances of the Township of Millstone, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey.
Explanatory statement. This ordinance replaces the existing Stormwater Management Ordinance to comply with the updated New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection Regulations. Affidavit of publication is presented. I'd like to open it up to the public at
8:04.
Thank you. Would anybody like to come up and speak in regards to this particular ordinance? Okay. Thank you. I'd like to close it to the public at
8:05.
Thank you. Motion to adopt the favor, please.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Committee Person Tara Zabrowski?
Yes.
Committee Person Davis?
Yes.
Mayor Farah?
Yes.
Second reading, Ordinance 24-11, an ordinance amending Chapter 35, Land Use and Development Regulations, Article 2, Definitions, Section 35-2-2, Specific Definitions, Article 4, Regulations Applicable to All Zoning Districts, Sections 35-4-9.3, Height Restrictions, and 35-4-9.11, Accessory Building Size Restrictions, Article 5, Zoning District Regulations, Sections 35-5-6.2, 35-5-6A.2, 35-5-6B.2, 35-5-7.2, and 35-5-9.2, Permitted Accessory Uses, of the Revised Ordinances of the Township of Millstone, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey.
Explanatory statement. This ordinance amends the standards associated with accessory buildings and amends Chapter 35, Land Use and Development Regulations, Article 2, Definitions, Section 35-2-2, Specific Definitions, Article 4, Regulations Applicable to All Zoning Districts, Sections 35-4-9.3, Height Restrictions, and 35-4-9.11, Accessory Building Size Restrictions, Article 5, Zoning District Regulations, Sections 35-5-6.2, 35-5-6A.2, 35-5-6B.2, 35-5-7.2, and 35-5-9.2 permitted accessory uses. Affidavit of publication presented. I'd like to open it up to the public at
8:07.
Would anybody like to come and speak on behalf of this ordinance? Okay. I'd like to close the public portion at
8:07.
Thank you. Motion to adopt the table.
Motion to adopt.
Thank you. Second, please.
No, second.
Roll call.
Committeeperson Zabrowski?
Yes.
Committeeperson Davis?
Yes.
Mayor Fair?
Yes.
Resolutions. All matters listed under item consent agenda are considered routine by the Township Committee and will be enacted by one motion in the form listed below. There will be no separate discussion on these items. If discussion is desired of any item, that item will be considered separately. 24-166, payment of vouchers, July 17, 2024. 24-167, resolution directing tax collector to cancel real estate taxes on block 60.02, lot 9.01. 24-168, resolution, approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for improvements to Spring Road, priority number one. 24-169, resolution, approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for improvements to Cars Tavern Road, priority number two. 24-170, resolution authorizing award of a contract for emergency tree removal services on Millstone Road on July 7, 2024. 24-171, resolution approving change order and supplemental agreement number one for a project known as 2022/2023 Roadway Improvement Program. 24-172, resolution authorizing execution of partial release of developer's agreement for block 18.02, lot 1, formerly block 18.02, lots 3, 4, and 5, and known as 1 DeBaughn Road. 24-173, resolution of the Township Committee of the Township of Millstone authorizing execution of a pilot agreement with 27 Burnt Tavern Road.
Thank you. I'd like to pull 24-172 and table it to the next meeting, please, in August.
So do we have a first and a second?
Do we have a motion?
A motion to pull 24-172.
A second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Committeeperson Tara Zabrowski?
Yes.
Committeeperson Eric Davis?
Yes.
Mayor Farrell?
Yes.
Okay, so that is going to be pulled, and the next meeting is August 21st.
Right, but the motion was to pull it, so after
now we
the consent
have to
agenda,
go back. Right.
We'll do a motion to table it to the next meeting.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to motion for the consent agenda.
Excluding 24-172.
Correct.
Motion to adopt the table, please.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Committeeperson Davis?
Yes.
Committeeperson Zabrowski?
Yes.
Mayor Fair?
Yes. Now we need a motion to table 24-172.
Right.
I'll make the motion to table 24-172.
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Committeeperson Zabrowski?
Yes.
Committeeperson Davis?
Yes.
Mayor Farrell?
Yes.
Okay, again, that's going to be on the August 21st Township Committee meeting.
Okay, minutes?
All right, Township Committee minutes. Executive meeting minutes, June 5th, 2024.
Motion to adopt the table?
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Thank you. Second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Committeeperson Zabrowski?
Yes.
Committeeperson Davis?
Yes.
Mayor Farrell?
Yes.
Regular meeting minutes, June 5th, 2024.
Motion to adopt the table?
I'll make a motion to adopt.
Thank you. Second?
Was that regular meeting minutes? So is that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seconding.
Roll call, please.
Committeeperson Davis?
Yes.
Committeeperson Zabrowski?
Yes.
Mayor Farrell?
Yes.
The regular meeting minutes for June 19, 2024. Absent was Committeeperson Davis and Committeeperson Zabrowski. So these two have to be tabled.
All right, motion to a table. Need a motion to table?
Can we table it even though we weren't here?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to table.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Roll call. Yep. Committeeperson Zabrowski?
Yes.
Committeeperson Davis?
Yes.
And Mayor Farrell?
Yes.
Okay, they're going to be tabled to 8/21/24. Reports from various departments for June 2024. Tax collector, $202,169.45. Clerk's report, $5,578. Dog license, $327. Municipal court, $8,321.08. Recreation, $25,584.33. Construction, $20,358. COA, $12,884. And also included is the 2024 interest revenue.
Motion to file, please.
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we have application for a raffle license. Upper Freehold Regional Education Foundation, RA number 324, on-premise 50-50 raffle to be held on September 28, 2024 at Millstone Elks, 22 Burn Tavern Road, Millstone, New Jersey, 08510.
Motion to approve the table?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in
favor? Aye. Aye.
Second one is Upper Freehold Regional Education Foundation, RA number 325, on-premise merchandise raffle to be held on September 28, 2024 at Millstone Elks, 22 Burn Tavern Road, Millstone, New Jersey, 08510.
Motion to approve a table?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. These are reports.
The only thing I have is, which I'll give you updates since I missed the last meeting, the seniors had a representative from M&T Bank come in and give an identity theft presentation to the Millstone seniors. It went over very well. He gave them a lot of information, some that they weren't aware of.
And who coordinated that?
You. he did leave handouts for anyone who missed the presentation. Kevin had them in the township building. I don't know if anybody stopped by and picked them up, but he did have a bunch of packets if anybody...
Were they receptive to the information?
Yeah, they were. I mean, it goes either way with them. Like, some were, you know, wanted to go back to bingo, and some wanted to listen, so... But it went over really well. I mean, he really gave a lot of information that they were not aware of. Actually, there was a lot of information I wasn't even aware of that was, like, you know, resources that were out there. So
good. Okay.
Yeah, it worked out
so
really
it was
well.
Successful then?
Yeah, it was really successful.
Eric?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay. So I have the Fire Department and EMS reports for the month of June 2024. There were total responses of 107. There were 70 medical, 20 motor vehicle accidents, and 17 fire calls. Of the 107, 57 went to Center State for transport, 5 to Jersey Shore, 2 to Princeton, 3 to Rubblewood Hamilton, and 3 to Capitol Health. On a day shift from 6 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock p.m., there were 70 calls, and at night from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., there were 37 calls. And there were 15 mutual aid responses from Millstone helping our surrounding towns. So that's that. Okay. That's all I have for that. New business?
Well, follow up to that. Around the 4th of July weekend, we had 3 separate instances of cars hitting telephone poles, you know, within a 24-hour period. So I've asked the troopers to enhance their patrol in town once again and start slowing people down, you know, as we fix the roads and, you know, next thing you know, you take away some of these things and people decide they want to speed and all. So I've asked them to follow up on patrolling the town, and I believe they will be doing it. So forewarned.
Okay. Okay. All right, the next part of the agenda is discussion regarding Buck Mining Permit Application 2024 through 2026. Would you like to come up?
How you doing? Good. My name is William Stone. I'm representing Buck Mining. My wife, Liz, is here. We're looking to get another extension, the two-year extension for the permit. We're under contract. We have two contracts, two different companies looking to purchase. Hopefully, it's not going to take 2 years, and we're hoping to get done a lot sooner so we can start our restoration, working with the parks. And now we have someone new on board from Rutgers University that wants to preserve a couple of areas. One is on the Campo side, and he noticed something on our side. From what I understand, he's going to bring a couple of colleagues back to check the area, take samples and whatever.
Okay. So I read the reports that our township engineer submitted. I read your rebuttal to that. That report was dated June 28th. I believe yours was July 6th, I believe. And there are several several reports that have not been updated, and the plans have not been updated for numerous years, 3 and 6 years, and the stormwater management since 2010. So I'd like to have the township engineer give his opinion as to whether those reports are now necessary to be updated, because in my opinion, I don't know the status of the mine. You've been coming before this administration for years asking for extensions, and that's good, but you've always added, we're not going to be mining it that much longer. We're going to close it down, but then you always come for extensions. So at what point, when you come up here and you ask us, when you tell us you want an extension and you only have X amount of cubic, yards to pull out, does that equate to a year? Does it equate to 2 years or 5 years? So I've heard you say, numerous times here that you were going to, shut it down, you were going to start, remediation on it, but then you asked for a two-year extension. So I need to know, and we need to know the status of this mine. We need to know, where you're at with, achieving. And I don't know if this is the right terminology, but the line of which you can't go past, pulling out sand and soil. So I'm at a loss on the status of your mine. So that's why I need to be brought up, and I'm sure the administration needs to be brought up on, what's going on, these reports that have, supposed to be submitted that have not been submitted, which are required. We just need to understand what the state of affairs is.
We haven't had a new plans, like you said, for like four, it was almost 6 years. Mm-hmm. But it was 6-7 years ago, there was a plan by the county that this is how to finish this mine out, same thing with Campo. But that plan has disappeared. I'm not sure where that stands. So because of that, we didn't really enforce updating plans. So right now, I'm not sure what we're approving. I don't know how much soil is there. I don't know how much soil we're taking out. How long is it going to take? Like the mayor said, you were here 2 years ago mm-hmm. with the same line. We gave you a year. Then you came back a year later for another year. And here we are again. And it's always there's a contract. So I'm not sure what we're approving here. Road is in a really bad condition. We're getting a lot of complaints, but I can't pave the road if you continue having trucks go on that road. And we just paved a portion of Millstone Road that's on your route, assume that you're done. Now the truck's going to go through on that road. I don't know what's going to happen to my road. So I have a lot of issues.
The specific reports that were referred to were soil erosion and sediment control plan, revised mining plan, last revised June 22nd, 2022. So do you need an update on that?
Yes. The plan doesn't reflect what the existing condition is there.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the proposed finish grades are. There's a lot of questions out there. But again, for the last few years, we just kept hearing one more year, one more contract. So we said, all right, let's get rid of some more soil. But It's just like you're coming back again for another one, so I'm not sure where we're going.
And then the environmental impact statement was not last revised March 11th, 2019.
Again, nothing's been updated for a lot of years, mainly because there was a contract with the county, so we said that's what's going to dictate what's going to be there. And now we don't know what's going to be there.
And then the stormwater management reports at last revised March 11, 2019. So, well, last dated July 2010, last revised March 11.
Again, a lot of documents are old, and we work with them. It's very expensive to redo all these things. You know, you have to do new grades, new topography, new plan, new design. I know why they're not doing it. So
would you say you need updates? All those reports?
All those going to be updated. I don't know where we're going. I don't know what we're approving.
Right, but I'm just asking.
You have a contract for how many cubic yards? Where are you taking on your property? I don't know.
But all the reports that I just read from your report, you need updates on all of them, correct?
That ordinance requires.
Yeah.
Well, also, the plan that you're referring to was established and agreed upon how long ago?
6, 7, 8 years
ago. No, the original plan.
The final grades for this mine, I don't know, 60 years ago?
60 years ago, okay. So I think we need an update.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they kept the same one all over, but again, I know there was a lot of soil there to be removed, so we didn't really enforce it too much, but now we've got to do it. The bond estimate that we have is very low. It's like 6, 8 years old. It doesn't cover expense of if we have to get involved in that, especially roadway repairs.
So the bond needs to be
something that'll be looked into, yes.
Okay. Also, we base our decisions based on what your requests are. And like the engineer said, you know, we paved Millstone Road under the impression that you were going to close the mine at some point in the future, and that it would be minimal impact to doing that road at the expense of the taxpayers. Now you're asking for a two-year extension. That's another 2 years of your trucks, not your trucks, but your client's trucks, going up and down Millstone Road, which now it's not just Pine Hill. Now we have to worry about Millstone Road. I happened to drive because of the last meeting, you know, that we were at where the residents came in and said, you need to go down, so I did. It's half of it, you know, going towards Stillhouse is fine. The part going towards Millstone Road, you got to dodge the hole. You got to, you know, I'm surprised I didn't damage my car. You know, it went very slow.
Nico was out there yesterday. They paved all the potholes.
Yeah, but that's just a Band-Aid on a problem. I don't like Band-Aids. Okay, because
that Band-Aid's not going to last that long, especially with trucks.
Well, they told me that the road, there's not enough asphalt on the road.
They
don't want to mill it. They want to do an overlay.
Okay,
$76,000 to do an overlay.
That's not a bad price.
So explain to me the difference between milling it and redoing
milling
it.
Milling, you take 2.5 inches of asphalt out, you put new 2 inches in. So what Nico is saying, there's not enough asphalt there to take out.
So they can use that as a base?
Right over.
And would that correct the problem? Is the foundation good enough?
They may need some leveling and stuff, but yeah, you could overlay it, yeah.
Yeah, but is the foundation good where it's
going to
last?
If you leave it there, yes. And especially if the truck's not going to drive over it anymore, it's perfect.
No, but the truck's not going to
drive over it.
That's
what I was thinking.
We don't want the trucks there. If the truck's going to drive over, so I don't want to pay.
So the thing is, unfortunately, this job was supposed to start October 2022. They had a lot of issues, environmental issues. They had people protesting. Finally, whoever owned the property or bought the property to do this project paid off some of the people. So now everybody's happy. And tomorrow is the first day they're going to start removing topsoil of the trees. They got the okay from Freehold Soil. It'll take about 30 days for them to have something large enough where they can start to import material and start building their warehouses. There's supposed to be 7 warehouses, so it's a pretty big project. It was roughly 350,000 yards. Now it's down to 200,000 yards. I guess they did some regrading, the engineers, and the guy who's buying the dirt bought some dirt somewhere else cheaper. So That's our headache. That's what's causing us so long to get going. But this is the only job we really want to do, finish, then we're done.
Do we have 200,000 cubic yards inside? Yeah. Well, I don't know that.
Without touching the dog leg.
Again, I don't know what the finished product will look like.
The thing is, it's almost $7,000.
Are you going to be lower than Campbell's elevation? You're going to be higher than them at the end? I don't know where you're going.
Well, we were discussing that today about the lower end. There's some areas where they have to fill in, and we're looking to make it the same.
But again, I don't have anything that tells me what you're doing.
Well, to do an aerial today is somewhere around $5,000-$6,000. Then you have the engineer that has to redo everything. The only reason we're not doing plans and stuff because when the county got involved, they didn't want slopes. They wanted terracing. They wanted this. They wanted that. And I agreed to doing what they want as long as I'm excavating the material. I'm not going to take material out and pile it someplace else, you know. So.
And again, that's what we work with you because the county had a plan. Well, now we don't have that plan. I understand there's a new plan now by county or someone else, Rutgers?
Rutgers has something they're doing. And then we talked to Lorelei from Crest Engineering, and supposedly they have a plan that they're going to go by.
For their side.
Right.
Not your side.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We're going to do a co-op with Lorelei. Lorelei? Well, we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that. That's a discussion, but I guess you need to swear me in.
So Lorelei here from Crest Engineering to talk about where Campo, because Campo has been working on their site for years now.
What, as far as remediating it?
Finishing their project, and they've had meetings with Freehold Soil. Now they're meeting with Park System again, I think. So maybe we want to hear from Lorelei to give us an update of what's going on over there.
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know if it's going to help this or not help this.
You just got to wait for Kathleen to come back?
Yes.
Thank you. Is she coming back?
Up? Yeah, no, okay. We had a technical issue in the back.
Oh. We just got to put it on hold until she comes back.
This is always technical.
We need to.
I didn't do it.
Do we need to, or it's just...
It's recording.
Yeah, we haven't been recorded here. The video is having an issue with the recording, but Lorelei Totten.
Okay.
You need, what do you normally name and address?
Yeah. She's coming back.
There she is.
Sorry, it's not recording, but it's recording on my system here.
I was going to start to step in for you.
So this is public comment? Or what's this? We're still
on the buck mine.
Okay.
So Lorelei Totten, Crest Engineering, where we prepared the mining plan, and now we're working on the final closure plan for Campo Mining. And as you recall, I don't remember how many of you were here. I was here 2 years ago. We've made great strides since then, maybe not as fast as anybody would like, but we're getting there. I recently had a phone conversation with Paul Califano from Freehold Soil. They've got all the plans and reports they need to do their next, probably not quite final, but next to final review. And I've been in contact with John Scholler, who is a professional engineer from the Department of Agriculture that... He doesn't exactly oversee all the SCD districts, but he gives assistance to them. And because our plan is, as I described at our prior time I attended, is a... Just want to make sure.
Yep, you're good. Sorry.
I'm trying to speak into it here. Is not by the letter of the law because of the unique conditions that... I previously described, so he has to review it as well. And Paul said they want to get this done and behind them as well. So we're looking forward to meeting with John Scholler to go over the plans. What's been very exciting this year is that Carolyn Campo has gotten in contact with Dr. Miller, which I didn't know this, but Dr. Miller has been coming out to the site every couple of years with his students to visit this site. And this site, as I had shared with you the pamphlet that a geology student had written with regard to the geological significance of portions of this site, and obviously goes on to Buck's site as well, And so we have provided an area to be reserved, we hope, preserved. It's something that's very important to Maria, was Campo now. I haven't said that name enough times. Terrible saying names, I'm sorry. And Carolyn Campo, from an environmental standpoint, there's, and Dr. Miller is here tonight if you want to hear directly from him about how important this geological area is, how significant it is, and that it's a prime example of an event that occurred 66 million years ago. So, we did meet with Buck this evening at Leslie Buck's request. We had some discussions. I believe that I can fairly state that we agreed. It was agreed to try to agree and work together. Would that be a fair statement? But that's where we got to in an hour tonight. And that, I have to say, is a lot further than we've gotten in a lot of years.
Yeah.
Well, they're both nodding. Both sides are nodding.
And they're both smiling, too.
Yes, yes. And
we're making progress.
It's been a long, long trip, and I've only been involved in it for 30 years. So when you ask, we did discuss the possibility of doing an overlap plan to show how it would work. And I think, am I representing Dr. Miller correctly on that side, who said that his Rutgers might be able to provide us with some topography to assist us with this along the border of the two properties. So this has all come about since, I don't know when we've started, March. So I wish that I had known Dr. Miller 10 years ago. So a lot of very exciting ecological, geological items with this. It's still, and we had a fabulous meeting that was hosted by Mr. Abernathy last Wednesday, the 10th, that I think I had contacted the mayor prior to this, mentioned it to him, and he actually facilitated this meeting. There were two people there from Monmouth County. Andy Koyman, who I've known for years and years, he retired in June. And he was the head of the, well, I don't know if he's the head, but he was very important in the acquisitions part of the county park system. But so Paul Gleitz is his replacement. He was at our meeting, as was Andy Spears, and an environmental person from the county who, let's see, Ann was her first name, and I don't think I can pronounce her last name. So, but it was a very good meeting, and I did email afterwards to make sure that I understood the outcome of that meeting and that the county is interested. And Andrew Spiro did email me back. I did share this email with Matt, and I think he might have shared it with Kathleen Hart as well. But I do have a hard copy of it if you want it for your records. But so the next step is to get that restoration plan approved by Freehold Soil, do a quantity takeoff and an estimate of how much it's going to cost to restore, and then it goes back to talk to the county. But part of that is what isn't on our plans is how we transition from the area that's going to stay to the way it's going to be finally mined. And that does need a little bit of work. So that's where we are with that.
Okay. Well, we still don't have the plan that shows how you connect to Buck's mine.
Right. I have it tied in one area with the old 60-year-old ago final grading plan that we had then, and in the upper end It just grades up. There's no defined grading.
And again, I haven't seen any of these, and based on those plans, the question is how many cubic yard is there to dig out to meet the elevation we're talking about?
That I have no idea.
So I don't want to over dig it. I don't know. 200,000 is a lot of cubic yard.
Yeah, I don't really know that much about their plan.
I think that's the same plan. They presented this to us 2 years ago. They have this big plan. I guess it didn't happen. So,
so I do know it isn't cheap to do.
I know it's not. That's why, again, that's why we haven't really pushed it for last.
I asked my surveyor. We have a drone. One of my partners is a drone pilot. And so I asked how much to do both properties together, and it's around $11,000, $12,000 to do a detailed, in-depth topo of the area.
Yep, that's what that costs.
So
my quote was 20.
That's an update on where we are. We're getting much closer than we have been getting to the end.
I'm going to ask you because I don't know, and you're the professional. Being that they're connected, do they have to be remediated or finalized in the same fashion to preserve the site, you know, moving forward?
The area is right along the area to be, well, actually there's a very long area that this face is exposed, but it's not practical to save that whole area, which Dr. Miller can describe in more detail if you would like. There's about a 500-foot long area along common boundary with Buck, along what's known as a dog leg. I don't know. You've seen the plans in the past. There's a piece of Buck's property that extends down into Campos, not too far off of Pine Hill Road. So it's along that face we really would like very much to preserve, which requires cooperation with Buck to do that.
The question would be to Mr. Stone, if we grant an extension, a temporary extension at best right now, the soil that you're planning on removing, is it going to impact this particular area that Dr.
No.
Miller's concerned about?
No. One of the areas in question would be something we would do together if the campers want us to excavate it out, but we're not going to disturb anything that has to do with what they want to try to preserve. We're taking out in the center of the pit.
All right.
Can I show you?
Sure.
Okay, I don't know if I can show you from here, but can
say your name.
Yep.
Say your name.
You just got to get down on record.
Leslie Buck Stone. Okay. This is the area that he's talking about right here. This is our main entrance from Pine Hill Road, and this is the area. So they want to try to preserve this section in here. And as you can see, they're all steep slopes. What we're trying to do is on this side. We had a let's see if I can get you oriented here. That's Pine Hill Road, so this would be the back of the pit. This is the back of the pit. This is Baird Road down here.
Okay.
So this is that wall that we've been trying to push back and go down because they had steep cliffs here. A lot of this material is already out. A lot of this material is already out. What Rutgers is interested in is as we come down the road, you can see this at a closer viewing, which Dr. Miller could explain to you. It shows you a little bit easier. You're more up front with it versus having the 100-foot cliff here in front of you. This is going to be harder for people to get next to see, even though they should see it. This is going to allow them to
walk up and see it
and touch it and whatever they have to. But this is what has to come out. Most of this is out already, and most of this is out already. So we just are going to continue back up to where the property comes together, which is right about here, comes across. So we don't want to touch this dog leg, this section of the property. It's this 13.01, block 28. So we don't really have any interest up here. It's just trying to get this so that from Campos to us, it's a smooth transition. It can all be grass. It can all be level.
And then you would just have the wall on this side here where the Swardells is, the high trees. And that's where the exhibit would be on this side.
I think he said there was two areas for the exhibit.
Ours is over here, and Campos is on the high cliff up here. See that flat area there?
Yep.
That's the... I'll give this to Dr. Miller, and he could explain to him. But so it's, we have some material to take out. We just want to fulfill the job. If it finishes up, you know, sooner, then fine. We don't have to do anymore. I don't want to go get any more customers. I really want to retire and get away from this. But this has been held up because we haven't been able, the Campos and us haven't been able to agree on this line, on this, what are we going to do here? How are we going to do it? And we finally got that, I think, somewhat resolved today, if I'm not talking out of turn. I think we made a good...
So you guys did resolve it?
It's been no issue.
Pretty much, yeah. No, she
said. Nothing written yet. Okay.
Who said that?
I should introduce myself. Andrew Kessler.
Well, hold on. Are you finished?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
That's okay.
Andrew Kessler, Sabre LLC, represent Maria Campo, the owner of the Campo Mining Pit. Yesterday they had...
The firm name, I guess?
Sabre LLC. Yesterday they had a meeting. I attended. There was discussion. There's nothing that's been agreed to at this point, although Lorelei is incredibly helpful in moving things along, explaining things, as is the good doctor from Rutgers, who is very, very helpful.
Can you speak into the mic?
As is the good doctor from Rutgers has been very, very helpful.
Thank you.
Very important. Whatever you do require for them to go forward, that's up to you. It's not us. But that area that Rutgers has identified of that dog leg and that dog leg must be protected. And no, there's nobody out there now. It used to be the Lucy Campbell before she passed away. Get somebody to go out there when we could. There's nobody out there now. Family is dealing with identifying somebody in the family who wanted to become a little active. We kept Lorelei on this. But there's no one to go out there. So whatever you do permit or don't permit, it's up to you. But we did not.
I need a
but
flag.
We want to make sure it doesn't touch that area of the dog leg, which Rutgers has identified. It's really, really important because that's the county interest. That's the basic of the county interest. And that we really have to move everything forward to get this all done, finally. So that doesn't happen.
Yeah. But I believe they expressed that earlier. William mentioned that he said he has zero interest.
We're open and helpful, and I made sure that other family members are here so we can get somebody else involved with this, with them, and we'll keep Lorelei involved. But we're very, very much concerned that we keep Rutgers' interest continuing. So the county has an interest, so we can finally get a final agreement with the county on this.
Well, right. I think the Stones expressed interest in preserving that as well.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Miller, please. I would love to hear what you have to say.
Dr. Ken thank Miller, you. Rutgers.
My name's Dr. Kenneth G. Miller. I'm a distinguished professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey, to be very formal. We've been coming out to the Camp of Buck site since 1991 and mostly over the past 20 years, two or three times a year, bringing students out to see this amazing exposure. Mostly we worked on the Campo site, but we also drilled on the Buck side. It took granted this access. We drilled in 2009 a core hole there, and the results of that were published in a geology magazine. So you've heard it's 66 million years ago, the death of the dinosaurs is well expressed in this pit, in both of those. But particularly, we'd love to preserve the whole pit, but we recognize that there is grading issues over time. But on that dog leg, it's been described, underneath the trees, I've been coming there, as I said, that has not degraded significantly. It's naturally being held up by those trees. And I think I can safely say over the next 10, 20 years, with this little bit of cleaning off regularly, that can be preserved. It would have to be fenced off to prevent people from climbing on it. We would establish with if the park system is so desires and acquires this property, they would have indicated they would supply docents that we would train from Rutgers University, and Rutgers would regularly run trips and for people there. And that's what I proposed in a letter I think that you received a copy of, Mayor.
I did.
Yeah, and so that's all described. Recent developments, I was yesterday at the site and walked through with the Bucks, and there isn't their road down into the area where they want to continue to mine. There used to be a really nice exposure to the boundary there that actually could be preserved also if they cleaned it off. You could evaluate that. One advantage of having it in two different places is one would be fenced off and preserve 25-foot cliff, right? The other one, you can walk right down the geology and walk through time if you have it. And actually, the person from the parks, Oak Lakes is his name? Paul Place, has great suggestions of building a couple outdoor podiums, and each one will be a stop. People could visit it. So this could be a truly world-class site. I don't know if you know, Rowan University is in the process of building a $100 million museum on top of the Rick Edelman Fossil Park down there for the same boundary. They have the fossils, we don't, but this one has actually a better physical representation of the boundary. I can tell you that's my professional, not just opinion, it's been published as such. And so this is a more complete one. And if you really want to have some fun, you can go look at the David Attenborough film recently, 2 years ago, the day, I think it's the day the dinosaurs died, and it figures a site called Tanis. Which, yeah. So Tanis is a 1 meter clay. Here we have the half meter clay. So 1.5 feet versus 3 feet. And it's a similar kind of site. So we're still actively looking at it. We were out there sampling again in May, and we're evaluating this and continue to work on it. But we continue to bring students here annually as part of our core courses to see it. And we'd like to, as you all know, part of our jobs now as professors is to make sure that we can reach out to the public and bring some of this to them. And this is a really a world, not an exaggeration, this is a world-class site in Millstone, New Jersey. So we want to do what we can to preserve it. Coming back to this in specifics here, again, that dog leg is where we think we can have the most spectacular part. We also, on the Buck side, have this ability to do the walk down.
So removing more soil from that side, staying away, wouldn't affect your vision for going forward?
No.
No, the way the stone, it's in the center.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't touch the two sides.
On either end.
Either end, correct.
Yeah, so one side and the other side. And so they or both would be wonderful to have, because then you'd have a site, you know, just not just one corner, it's the other side that people could walk through. One, they could get up and close and personal, potentially. One, you stand back, and it's a vista.
Okay. And you said the only, we'll get to you. The only other site was Tanis? You said that holds any...
That has these clay layer, okay? There are places, I've been to the one in Denmark, Tunisia, where the boundary is, and I think many have heard, not to get too technical, but there is an iridium layer, which is the fallout from the impact. It's like nuclear fallout, except from the impactor that occurred in Mexico. And that generated a large series of a huge earthquake, over a magnitude 11 earthquake. No one, a magnitude of that has ever occurred in human history. And what that did was, we watched the video from Attenborough. It's quite spectacular. You have water moving back and forth, and that's what happened at Tanis. And this site records that pretty well, that physical activity, because it happened to be, you could have been just outside the surf zone in terms of the beach there, 66 million years ago. The impact occurred, and so it was in fairly shallow water, like Tanis was. It was on the side of the seaway. We've been doing a lot of work down in New Egypt, okay, on full searches for them, where you have green sands on top of the green sands of the boundaries in deeper water. And so you don't get this surge back, this swash, they call it a stage deposit. You could think of it as a tsunami deposit. Okay? they don't have that. It's in deeper water. It's preserved here, though. So that's what makes this an interesting sight by any imagination. You get a chance to go out there and look, though. Just, I brought an international party here in 2015, and people who have been to the boundary of all these many famous localities, and they just, their jaws dropped and said, this is just a spectacular sight. I was impressed by that.
Okay.
I didn't appreciate it until I heard it from them.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any Anybody questions? Needs questions on this, by the way, I'm happy to reach out. Ken Miller, KGM at Rutgers EDU.
Got it. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tony Lombardino, 14 Holdman Place. I'm here representing the residents of 14 Holdman and Stevenson. We're the residential community adjacent to Buck's Mine, right across Pine Hill Road. I was here last month. I think you know the horse that I'm beating. This is all very exciting. It's wonderful for the future. I'm a scientist, basic scientist. I think this is wonderful stuff. But let's get down to basics, which is trucks are going to be going up and down Pine Hill Road for the foreseeable future, based on what I'm hearing here, assuming that you grant the extension. Pine Hill Road's a mess, as you just witnessed. It has to be paved, and the residents are tired of waiting. It's the damage to our cars, the damage to the image of the residential area is something that I don't think should be sustained, given the taxes we're paying. And therefore, whether you grant the extension, you don't grant the extension, whether there's another earthquake, whether it takes another 33 million years, the point is, I want to hear, and then my residents want to hear, you're going to pave Pine Hill Road. Do I have a commitment from this committee that that's going to happen?
We're going to discuss it tonight. We still have to hear from the Stones if they have more information that they want to give out. And then we will do a discussion, and we will come up with something tonight.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to add?
They're going to come. They're going to read.
Could you just state your name again?
William Stone. Nico's going to come back out and do another estimate. They gave me one estimate for just doing patching, and there was another estimate with milling and paving. And that's when he said to me
the
overlay would be the best. Because what they'll do is they'll key in the catch basins, and then they'll raise the manholes in the center, and then they'll put 2.5 inches on top of the old road.
Okay, and they'll match it up to the part of Pine Hill that is good?
Yeah, it'll go from Millstone Road up to just before...
It's past your entrance, right?
No, I don't. That's all good in there.
Yeah.
I don't. It's when you start to go down the hill, so they'll start above maybe where the curb line starts, and then do that whole section. It's 2,700 feet, I think.
From the entrance of your mine to Millstone Road.
No, it's actually down further.
What's in front of the subdivision is really. Road is in good shape.
Yes.
Once you pass the subdivision, it's falling apart.
I did drive down. I'm just trying to picture in my mind where you're starting from to Millstone Road.
When you come out of the pit,
make the right,
you start to go down the hill.
Okay.
There's a curb line that they put for the development.
Mm-hmm.
It'll start at the end of that curb and go down to Millstone Road.
Okay. All right. And the time frame for this?
They got to get approval from you.
Yeah, no, but they can't linger.
What's that?
It can't linger, 6 months, a year. You got to commit to doing this.
That's once they get everything and the estimate, and we got to come in front of you and see how we're going to flip the coin.
How it's going to be split.
How it's going to be split.
But we have to work. We have to find in order to
It's roughly 300 ton, I think he said. 2,700 feet. I don't know if that number might change, because I believe the estimate he gave me was to do milling and paving. So if we're not doing the milling, we're just doing the keyways, it's a lot cheaper.
So.
So you'll provide that to Matt as soon as you get it?
Yeah.
Matt, you'll check maybe where the road starts or
meet with him. Are you asking the town to pay for some of this, or are you doing the whole thing?
Yeah, but no, split.
But there's bidding requirements under the local public contracts law for the town. So
I don't know how we can pay you. Mm-hmm. You're going without public bidding,
right?
Non-prevailing. I don't know how it has to be.
Your statement of how you're going to flip the coin, we have to follow certain rules, like the attorney and the engineer said. And we can't just arbitrarily award anything, because then we would get in trouble, and we're not going to do that for you or for anybody.
And our share was we paved Millstone Road. That was about $100,000.
That was more than that.
So, but that was our share. That's our half. So the other half, I believe, it's yours.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, Millstone Road is used by everybody. I mean, it's not only our trucks.
That's why it costs
you have people from all over. Other dump trucks, other trucking companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Used to be.
See dump trucks running every day through there, and they're not ours.
No, anyway, it's up to the committee how they want to do it.
Well,
the Campos and ourselves are working with old topos. That's a given. Theirs is 2015. I think ours is 2017-18. But the thing is, the grading plan is the same to a degree. Right, Lorelei? I mean, you try and tie into our old grading plans, what you showed us tonight. So, you know, that's what we need to... We're
Your
trying to follow
plan that. Grading doesn't match preserving anything on the dog leg. It shows a new grade on top of it. I just looked at it.
It shows what?
New grades on top of the dog leg. So you show work to be done over there.
Yeah, but that's because of the old plans. But the thing is,
so
we don't know.
That's why we don't have a new plan.
Okay, so, and I can't give you a new plan until we know what is going to happen with the Campo plan and what we're going to do. We have to tie into them. We've had this large wall that was there for, you were there. You wanted us to push the dirt over and stop those steep slopes. MSHA had a big problem with it. So we've tried to stabilize to some degree, but that wall's got to come out. That high wall's got to come out between Campbell and us so that we can transition into the plans. Both plans can come together.
I would love to see a plan, maybe sketched by Lorelei or somebody else. Take
Lorelei,
your plan, sketch it together, show me what you're doing.
We
have
talked about
where you're digging this out. It doesn't disturb the area we want to preserve. I would love to see a plan like that.
Okay.
It doesn't have it drawn professionally at $30,000. It could be drawn for a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, I think you said you would try to do something, correct?
It could be a sketchy thing. It doesn't have to be 100% drawn off.
Okay.
I will save you lots of money you could put towards the road improvement.
I agree.
Thank you.
But the thing is, we got to be open in order to earn the money. We don't have
any agreement of what we agree.
When does the actual permit expire?
Today.
Oh, today.
Yeah, so we need to. Freehold Soil has got. We're opening the job tomorrow. This is the one we've been waiting since October 22.
Right, but
so you have a contract.
You just submitted your permit, your request for renewal, a month ago.
No.
Right. It was June
13th.
June 13th. It was a little over a month ago. So you basically gave us no time, you know, for you to come here and for us to hear what you have to say, understand your requests, and make a decision on it. You're asking us to make a decision to approve something that we have no knowledge about, and we can't get educated from that township engineer because he doesn't have the information. So how do you expect us to say yes or no on something that we don't have anything about, you know, any information on? Would you do that?
Well, what do we do? Just completely come to a stop and then...
No, but why didn't you come... You know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, so we could hash this all out.
Because I didn't have the money for the permit. We just got the money today for taxes.
No.
So the thing is, you know, we've had a hardship ourselves. We're doing the best that we can, but the thing is, if you shut us off, then nothing gets done.
You're referring to a grading plan, essentially, what you just said?
What's that?
A grading plan, essentially? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they have to show the existing grade what's there. Mm-hmm. We don't have that because, again, it's going to be very expensive. Somebody go take grades of what's there, but...
I think what they need to know is how long would that take, essentially, generally.
A few months.
To get that plan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, again, we could work with them, have it done quickly by just sketching over the existing plan, what's there and what are you doing. I think Cali did such a plan by just coloring the plan. And they said, do this and do that. I still have that plan. It could be something like that.
But to do the proper analysis, you need that plan.
Yeah, the county plan has totally changed now.
But if we know we're getting such a plan, I mean, if we're okay as far as fixing Pine Hill Road this year.
That's a given.
Nothing's
going to get approved unless we get your go-ahead that you're going to pave Pine Hill Road.
If I open up, I can get money to pave it. If not, I've already patched it.
Yeah, patching's not.
I understand, but at least we took care of some of the problems. You know, it looks a lot better than what it is. It's riding much better.
And it's still not good. Trust me.
I agree 100%.
Like I said, you know, I took his advice. And I drove down personally, and thank God it was going 3 miles an hour, or else I would have damaged my car.
Was that today?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying Miko was out there yesterday, is what they're saying.
No, I was out there
later. So, yeah, no, I'm just saying Miko was there.
They also out of last week.
Yeah, I drove through there. I mean, it's a little better, but it's still... Right.
Right. But are you referring to an overlay, or are you referring to milling and resurfacing?
You can't,
it could be overlay. I don't see a problem overlay.
No, he's saying that there's not enough asphalt to mill it.
I don't know why they said that, but I don't mind overlaying it at all. That gives you more base for any kind of traffic. So.
Okay.
So the repair would consist of overlay. You'd be okay with that?
Yeah, and maybe a small milling as required.
In certain areas.
I haven't walked the whole job yet, so. But you could definitely get away with just mail.
Well, I want to close this meeting tonight with the residents understanding what the plan's going to be for that, you know, for Pine Hill.
Okay.
So I don't want this gentleman to leave and go back to his residents and say, we didn't get any progress. We need to fix it. It's not fair to the residents, and it's not fair to the township. You know, it was your obligation from way back when, and... it should be fixed. And I feel for him, I don't drive down that road every day. They do. So we have to put ourselves in their shoes and look at his face. He's not looking very happy.
I understand that. I mean, if you look at when you said you get to the smooth part, well, that's us at Buck Brothers at the time. We paved that road when we lowered it 14 feet. And we also went much further down Millstone Road. So, but the thing is, when the pipeline went in or the work,
the drainage, they
ruined the road. They tore up what we had there, which was a good road. But now, you know, so we've been patching it as we go along. But, yes, it does need to be paved, but it should be done when we finish some. Why do we want to put truck traffic on a brand-new road? Why don't we try to at least get to, you know, a year out of this so that we can get that job behind us and we can finish and we can work with the Campos and bring these two sites to something that looks like a park.
Because it's not fair to the residents.
Pardon me?
Because it's not fair to the residents.
Well, I understand it, but we're not gonna have the money to do it, not unless I open up and I sell dirt.
But that could take you 2-3 years.
No, I'm too old to be there 2 years. I'm not coming back in 2 years.
2 years ago with the same contract.
But I mean, we had 2 years.
Yeah, it was
that.
The same contract. But the thing is, it's not my fault that they have issues.
Stop. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
could
so the thing is, now we've had the deposit on it. We've got the go-ahead to go. All we need to do is make sure we have a permit.
How long do you think is going to take out $200,000 or whatever it is?
A year. Yeah, that's a lot of material.
I'm back to that 1 year again, so.
So will you at least renew it for the 1 year?
And when will you be planning to pave the road?
Yes.
Give you a year.
Yeah.
After the year or?
No.
After the year.
Or would
yeah.
it be?
Because we have no money to pave it now.
Well, that's a problem because you're asking these people to wait a year. You know, to drive up and down a road that now they have to go the other way and drive 2 miles out of their way every day. It's not fair to them. Okay?
Well, where's it going to come from?
Well, you...
Seriously.
I like to put myself in everybody's shoes. I understand your position.
Okay.
You should have come, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago so we could sit down informally and try to come up with a plan, okay, to rectify this. So today, it wouldn't have been a problem. Okay? I don't want this gentleman to leave or the other residents in the back to leave and say, you know what, we got to endure this for another year, and now I got to drive out of my house and make a right to go towards Stillhouse to go around, you know, 2.5 miles every day, you know, that I leave my house. It's not fair to them either. Now multiply that over the life of the year. How much more gas and mileage is he going to put on his car?
Well, then tell me how to do it.
So Matt, if we went to put, well, you got to get the scope of the work or whatever, then you got to go and put it out to bid, right?
That will take me 6 months.
It takes 6 months to have it all
scratched together, quantities, go out to bid, receive bids, award the bid. You're talking a few months, yeah. By the time they get ready, it'll be winter.
They could pull the trigger
tomorrow.
They could
do it in 1 week.
They
don't have to go through what we go through.
You know, we're spending taxpayers' money. We're spending his money, and we have protocols we have to follow.
If the price comes in at a certain threshold,
it has to be under the bid threshold.
Then how do you go?
Which is $44,000.
So. But it $44,000 on the total project or our portion of it? If we were sharing a price.
Oh, we're sharing a price. How do we share? I don't know how it works.
You're
getting into gray area.
No, I'm just asking for a timeline. If we do it, we couldn't have it done probably before winter.
Well, you have to go out to bid under the local contract.
We couldn't do it before winter.
Can you guys pave this right before winter? That means you have 3 months of work.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I would think the reason why I say that is because weather dictates if you can put asphalt down or not. It has to be above a certain degree. So I don't know.
Winter, I mean, it's,
but yeah, we'd like to do
October.
It. Yeah, renew our permit for a year today, and we will get the job started tomorrow. We'll have income coming in, and we can start allocating money aside for to get this work done. But if that doesn't happen, if we don't open, then we're out of business. Nothing gets done.
Sure. Just state your name again, please.
Tony Lombardino, 14 Holdman. I'm hearing what's going on here, and I understand. I feel bad for the business that isn't working very well, but reality is that if we now say, yes, we're going to give you the permit and you're committing verbally to paving Pine Hill Road and then it doesn't get paved and they've got their permit, what leverage do you have?
No, it doesn't work. It's a condition of approval, meaning that if they don't do it within the specified time frame, the permit now gets yanked and they get shut down, they get a cease and desist.
And we also have a bond estimate which we take action on.
Right, and you said that bond estimate has to get increased.
It's not as much as we want it to be, but there's enough to pay for it.
So there is enforcement action of the agreement. So if they don't hold up their end of the bargain, we have a course of action to go against.
There's a $140,000 bond altogether.
They indicated it was $138,840 by way of what letters of credit.
Letters of credit.
So there is a bond and letter of credit that we have that if worst case scenario, we could take some action on that.
So if they did a 6 month instead of a year, did that preclude you from getting your contract with the people you try to work with?
I don't think I understood the question.
Instead of giving you a year, if they gave you a 6 month contract, or a 6 month, would that preclude you from doing that big job?
Yeah, we won't get the material out in 6 months. By the time they, you know, do the tree clearing and stuff like that, it's August, September, and then we start heading into the winter. So that's why I said
tree clearing. They are tree clearing.
But, yeah, they have tree clearing.
Well, no, you said you're tree cutting.
No. By the time they do the clearing and they take the trees down and get ready to cut the site.
So what I think...
When do you expect materials to start going out?
Well, the one contract that we still have, we had two contracts. Patillo is the one, and they've been taking the material the whole time, except for they still have 500-600 loads still to go on the old contract, on the first contract. Okay, so that needs to be fulfilled because we're under contract with that. So what do we do? The other one is the bigger job that has the 200,000 yards that will go as soon as it's cleared and ready to go. But Freehold Soil gave them their permission as of tomorrow.
So if the first contract was still viable, then why did it stop? I don't understand.
It didn't stop. They're doing retaining walls, so they come in and take their loads as they need it,
right.
You know, when they're doing a section of the wall. It's going up to Oldridge where that...
But you have a contract with them.
I have a contract with them, right.
So then I don't understand, I'll repeat myself, why didn't you come 3-4 months ago and sit down with us at town hall and try to work this all out instead of coming the 11th hour? and putting this all in, you know, in the situation.
It's money. Trying to get an engineer to even do anything. Just to get the plans, a copy of an old plan.
I understand that, but you heard it from the engineer. He's willing to accept something that's not $50,000. So had you come to us and sat down, we could have worked with you in a more amiable situation, and he would have accepted certain things that maybe he wouldn't have accepted, you know, earlier to try to help you. But you're coming here the day of your expiration, and you're asking us to do something blind. I have a problem with that. Okay, we have residents here that are not happy because they have to drive a different direction every day. That's not fair to them. But you want everything. So you want us to give everything, but you're not giving us anything, and you're not allocating, you know, for the residents in the area.
Well, I think I gave as much as I could by getting the potholes and the topping that I could. That was all that we could afford this time. But we need to stay open to do it. If not, then everybody gets hurt.
Okay. So what reports do you need from her?
I really need their plan to be updated to show me what they're preserving and what they're digging out, where they're digging out, to make sure it doesn't impact what we're trying to preserve.
I can show you on this here.
No, he wants it in writing, so it could be documented.
This plan, I have somebody mark it up.
Well, that's the updated grading plan. Right.
Yes.
Okay, and that's why I said, how long would it take? And it's
well, it
30 days, 60
if
days.
Well, it depends. If you hire an engineer to redo the whole thing, yeah, 3 months. But if you, I mean, I've done it. I'm sure Laurel has done it. You could just take this and draw new lines on it and say, here, this is what I'm doing.
Right, but that's what I'm asking for you.
That will take
how long?
A week or two and much less money. So we know where you're digging it out. You know you're preserving what you want to preserve. And consistent with what we talked about.
So do you think it's realistic they could get that updated and graded plan within 30 to 60 days?
Oh, yeah.
Within 30?
If they pay somebody a little bit of money.
And then you can do a further analysis once you have it?
Then I will spend 6 months looking at it. No, I'm
no.
Yeah. Again, I want to make sure who prepares it knows what Rutgers or Parks want to preserve. It's consistent to what they're saying.
Now, what about... Right. The soil erosion from 2022 that you wanted?
They have soil erosion approval that's good to the end of the year.
All right. Freehold soil.
Yeah.
Freehold soil.
Environmental impact from 2019?
That's fine. We don't need
that. Okay. Stormwater management?
What's that?
Stormwater management?
That's not changing.
Okay. All right. So.
So we need a concept plan on that and then.
Basically,
and
a concept plan.
And before, but by the end of the year, they have to update their.
By the end of the year, they have to update information they need for freehold soil. Freehold soil is going to be going all those updates, yes.
Right,
yes,
by the end of the year. They would furnish the permit after it expires.
Yes, freehold soil expires this year. So they're going to have to do all that at the end of the year.
Okay, so, Tara, any input?
How do you know?
So my input is I think we have to go with our professional. If he needs that updated plan, that I think he needs to actually look at it and analyze it and see what's going on and where they're taking the soil from.
Yeah,
what impact it has.
Should
be
quick and dirty plan, just something very simple.
So there are conditions of approval. There's going to be conditions of approval. So
I have a list to go through with Matt.
Okay. So the first thing is you're going to get that updated plan, you know, to sit down, and if you want to, you know, include, you know, Crest Engineering, by all means do so, or get whoever you need to get this done. As long as Matt approves it and understands what that plan is, then he'll relay that to us, and we'll ask questions and we'll get educated. Second thing that I think is vital to everybody, both, you know, the Campos and you, as well as Dr. Miller and us, is you don't touch any of the things that needed to be preserved on both sides. Okay, so we need your verbal commitment to that. That's going to be a condition of approval. Is that a yes or no?
Yeah. Am I getting my permit tonight?
I'm getting it.
No,
wait.
Am I getting my permit tonight?
I'm getting it.
We have no reason to touch Campo's area. We're not even near their property. And even if we were to take our dirt out, because Campo's on this side and this side, okay? It doesn't make sense. Not for me.
I understand that, but
there's no money in it.
But Ms. Stone showed me in the photo that there is a site that they want to preserve on your side.
Yeah,
No. Campos outcrop or base there is not near our property.
Yeah. No, that's, but there was another one on your property.
Yeah. On our property.
Yeah, but that's not, what I'm saying.
That's nowhere near Campos.
No, we're not going to disturb that.
That's what I'm asking.
I explained to the professor what I can do for them. I said I could pull back the material on each layer where people will be able to walk safely. Then they could put up some kind of fence, and then they could do their plexiglass, whatever it is.
Okay.
So whatever they would want us to do, we would work together to preserve that area.
Okay.
So I have no reason to go any further than where I'm at.
Okay. So just to reiterate, you're not going to disturb any of the areas that Dr. Miller wants to preserve. Yes?
Correct.
Okay.
It would also devalue any value that the county would have later on, so it wouldn't be, you know, self-serving.
We have talked to the county. Okay. They won't give us any kind of letter saying that they're going to purchase or whatever. Right. Everything's all set. But as far as the road goes, let me see if we could do something sooner.
As far as what?
As far as the roadway goes.
Well, that was condition number 3 of approval. It was going to be the road.
Right.
And we can't wait a year.
No.
Okay, so that's got to be priority, you know, for you, because we need to go back to them and say, you guys agreed it was a condition of approval. It's condition number 3, 4, whatever it is.
Right.
And that approval of your permit, should we give it to you tonight, has to be met.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like I said, I have a meeting with Alfredo Flamingo. We're going to redo the road, you know, walk it and see what the new price might be. Maybe it would be a little less.
Okay.
But like I said, he said it don't pay to mill the road out and then pave it.
Again,
we're better off overlaying it. The road would be a lot stronger.
That's fine. Again, whatever concept plan you come up with Miko, I want our engineer to approve it.
Right.
Okay, because if it's going to be a Band-Aid, then we're not going to accept it.
No.
Okay?
I had him come out the other day just because there were some potholes that were even I was concerned about. So it cost me $6,500 for them to just patch a couple of holes.
Okay. All right, so we're on the same page with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is a lot better.
Okay.
It's not perfect, but it is a lot better.
Yeah, but then what's the meeting date? Kathleen, what's the second meeting date in December?
So realistically, when do you expect the first loads to go out for this other 200,000-yard contract?
So we're the 4th?
4th, is that on Wednesday? That's a Thursday.
That's a Thursday.
December 17th.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's the 18th.
Sure.
Right here, Wednesday, December 18th.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right, December 18th.
Okay.
That's the second meeting.
Right.
And December 30th is a Monday, right?
December 30th? Is a Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So good. The township attorney has to read some things for you?
Based on prior approvals, there were conditions issued, as you're aware, and I'm just going to run through them with the township engineer to make sure he's in agreement with continuing those conditions and or new ones. The first one was Buck Mining will comply with all township requirements as set forth in the township code, including but not limited to Chapter 22-1 at SEC. That's always been in place. So you're in agreement with that, correct?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Buck Mining, based on your report of June 28th, Buck Mining shall provide the status of any agreement to sell the property to the county park system. Do you still require that?
Is there an agreement?
We don't. The campus have an email from the parks. We talk to them verbally. They don't.
So we have nothing in writing. There's nothing.
Bucks don't have anything writing.
There's nothing there, so we can't get anything.
So that's not necessary.
Comes out.
Okay.
The Campos have something saying that they're still interested in purchasing.
Okay.
And they told us they still need our piece because we're right in the middle of it all.
So number three should revise just to read what we talked about. Buckman shall provide a concept plan which will show the limit of work and which is consistent with what was said tonight as far as what they're preserving, where they're taking material out. So number three could come out.
So when you're referring to number three, Buck Mining shall provide
a concept
plan.
We call it a concept plan. Basically,
right.
You take your plan, mark it up, show me what you're preserving and what you're taking out.
So they should. So Buck Mining shall provide a concept plan to show the limit of the work and that is consistent with what is being preserved.
Yes.
That's what you need. And is there a time frame you need that by?
Time frame and also how much soil we're taking out.
But when would you require that by?
30 days, 45 60
days, 30 days.
Sooner the better. 30 days is fine.
30 days.
20 days?
Give them 30 days.
30 days.
Dr. Miller may be helping them help you with some of that. Where
number few.
Wait. Let me just make sure we're on the same page. So
he kept going back and forth. He knows what he wants to keep. He can sit maybe.
Buck Mining shall provide a concept plan to show the limit of the work, which is consistent with what is being preserved, how much in cubic yards is being removed.
Where are we taking out the material and how many
right.
cubic yards?
Where the material is being removed.
And
they shall provide that within 30 days.
Sure.
There was the second piece he said. And what?
30 days.
No, he said where the material is taken out and?
How many cubic yards?
I want to make sure we're 100% accurate because we keep. So it's a concept plan to show the limit of the work consistent with what is being preserved, where the material is being removed, how many cubic yards are remain to be removed, and that's
they're proposing to be removed.
Okay, and that's to be provided within 30 days. Right.
Number five could stay.
Well, we did the soil to be removed. Okay, so I can read it, though.
Four,
let me read it.
The three and four became one.
Right,
one.
I got you. And then Buck Mining shall provide any...
But yeah, when DEP does a report, we get a copy of it anyway, so you could leave that one in there.
Buck Mining shall provide annual updated reports from the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection since issuance of the report dated March 7, 2022.
That's fine.
Buck Mining shall provide a copy of any and all renewal permits from Freehold Soil Conservation District after expiration of December 30th, 2024.
Yep.
Buck, now with respect to the next...
Responsible for resurfacing and milling if required.
So Buck Mining shall be responsible for repair of Pine Hill Road.
No, not repair.
Number seven.
Paving. Resurfacing and paving.
Resurfacing and paving. As necessary.
Because that's a milling if necessary.
I took out milling and out. I just said responsible for resurfacing
and paving
and milling if required.
And that would cover it?
We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe 10 square feet. Who knows what's going to be.
So Buck Mining shall be responsible for resurfacing and milling as required of the haul rail located on Pine Hill Road?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a time frame you want for that?
Yes. When do you think you get that done by? For the resurfacing of Pine Hill?
At the end of the year. He said by the end of the year.
By winter.
November 15th.
By winter.
Yeah, but
November 15th.
November 15th.
It's going to get too cold, so.
That's why Matt's saying November 15th.
November 15th, prior to November 15th. So this way we don't hit the frost season and there's no excuses that you can't do it. It's too cold or whatever else.
Okay. So Buck Mining shall be responsible for resurfacing and milling as required of the haul route located on Pine Hill Road by November 15th.
No later.
2024. There's one item because of the discussion. The area identified by Rutgers University is to remain protected. Accurate?
And preserved.
Yeah, and I think we have that on the plan. They're going to show it on the plan we talked about.
Okay.
Got it.
And update the stormwater.
I'm getting that. No.
Well, that
yes,
goes up stormwater. They all get updated when they go from Freehold Soil Conservation.
We've always said that any damage caused by trucks to Pine Hill Road will be restored.
Well, they're paving it. Right,
by Buck Mining.
You can still live in there.
Yeah, okay. Buck Mining will provide monthly reports of the status of their operations.
They
Township engineer, you want to continue that condition.
Sure.
Buck Mining will update proof of general liability insurance upon expiration.
That's fine.
Standard. And then the haul route
still
will remain the same. So trucks leaving the mining site are required to turn right onto Pine Hill Road, travel west to Millstone Road. The route then continues south along Millstone Road to Sweetman's Lane to Route 33. Trucks coming to the mine are required to use the same route. Any revisions to the approved haul route will require a township committee review and approval.
Correct.
Still good? Okay. Any other conditions that you would require?
No, I think the biggest one was getting a concept plan that shows where they're going, what was determined.
The only other thing was you worried about the bond.
We still have the bond. I mean,
did you want to increase that? And when does the bond expire? Is the bond
new
still valid?
The bond law actually doesn't require bonding private improvements.
Their letter of credit automatically renews each year.
Letter of credit does help.
Mm-hmm. And their letter of credit is valid?
I'm fine with living the way it is.
Okay.
So no increase right now. We're good.
Okay.
And then the question is, time-wise, how long are you going to extend it?
So the question, did you hear everything he said, all these conditions?
Some of it. What was the last bit?
How long are you going to extend the permit for? That was my question.
No,
that's their decision.
No, but
based on those conditions that we just read.
Hopefully we'll hear, because what I don't want to have happen is we go to the customer and say, look, you got to get all the material out before November 15th, so we've got to pave the road. And he can't do that. And he says, well, we'll get it from somewhere else then. Because they can't switch up material. So we
it has to be at least a year. Yes, at least a year. If you want to sell that much dirt, you have to have a year.
With all these conditions.
But if the conditions aren't met, it can be...
Pursuant to the township code, that's grounds for revocation or suspension of
shut
the
down.
Permit, but they would appear before you for a hearing to do that.
And in 1 year, if the road is paved, everything they said they will do, they have done, and they still got a little more dirt to sell, they'll come back here and...
And what's to stop them from coming back December 17th before this body... and saying, give us a status update. We've done this, we've done this, we've done this, we've met the conditions.
You could ask for that.
We want another 6 months.
It's up to you, sure.
So it now puts the burden on them to do what they need to do.
6 months,
all right,
that's where we're at.
No, I'm sorry, no. If you do 6 months, I'm on a
condition. No, they're giving you a year.
No, that's what, Al, you got to make sure you and Al are on the same page on this.
Yeah, you know.
We give them a year, but come back in 6 months, tell us where you are. You
know,
status. Go to 6 months.
No, what I was suggesting was, we give them a six-month extension to December 30th. They have to come back here December 17th and say, these are the conditions that you put on us to approve us. We've done it all. We've done the road. We've done everything you want. The concept plans. Everything's good. No problem. You're going to get your 6 months.
Sorry, but I have to decline that because I'm not going to – I can't jeopardize losing the customer. And I can understand where the customer is going to come from. He wants to know that at least he can run for a year.
You know, so,
if I tell him he's
going to
shut off in the winter,
and
he's got 3 months
left. Nobody's going to shut him off. The only one who's going to shut him off is going to be you guys. If you don't keep your word, then you're going
to
lose.
He shut me off anyway at that time if I don't keep my word. But for me to now say to the man, or the man he checks to see, I only got a permit for 6 months, he's going to say no. He's going to say no.
Because there's certain conditions, and if you meet those conditions, you're going to get the approval.
Al, this is
what they're saying.
The buyer says, I can't get all that dirt out in 6 months.
Right. Just... like I said, keep in mind with the township code, if there's a violation of the conditions, et cetera, then you can move to revoke, suspend the permit. They would come appear before you.
Right.
That's just an option. I'm just explaining.
We're not going to jeopardize our permit. I mean, these are the conditions we have to abide by. Mm-hmm. We're going to make sure we do it. And if it's possible, I'd like to pay before November 15th. But like, we have to see how things go. But it'll definitely be paid. Okay. As long as the neighbors are happy with that, they're willing to wait till November 15th. The
No,
I'm saying
November 15th is the last day.
That's what he said, the latest.
No, I'm just saying. You said November 15th is our last day. If we don't do what we're done, we shut down.
Correct.
But what I'm saying is if the people in the neighborhood are willing to wait till November 15th to have it paid before, then if they're happy, we're happy.
I think they said they're okay. They're willing to work with you as long as you keep your word.
Yeah.
We've been a good neighbor out there for 60 some years.
So, the thing is, if we can get it done sooner, we'll do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to wait to the last minute.
All right. So your concern is that if we give you a 6-month extension, that could jeopardize your client saying, right, I'm going someplace else.
They're going to get nervous saying,
I'm fine with one year, actually. Like the attorney said,
right,
if something goes wrong, we could always take action. So.
But I want to reiterate that it's out of the township code, but when we do a resolution memorializing this in the next meeting, it would say a violation of any of the aforesaid conditions, including but not limited to violating the township requirements set forth in Chapter 22.1 et sec of the Township Code, may be grounds for revocation or suspension of the mining permit pursuant to the requirements set forth in Chapter 22-10 of the Township Code. They do have to appear before you, but then, you know, that you would have a hearing on revoking or suspending the permit.
Okay. So should we include a hearing date for that, to check on the status as part of this?
What I would like, we'll give you the year. You come back December 17th, you know, before us, and you give us a status update. Matt will be here, and if everything is going good and you've kept your word, no problem.
Instead of doing it around the holidays, what do you think about November? The road should have been paved by the 15th or whatever.
Well, that's fine too.
Maybe do it the second week in the second meeting in November.
No, there's one meeting. So are you guys good with?
We only have a meeting November 6th.
November 6th? Is that good?
So they'll appear on November 6th.
Yeah, wait a minute. But we said so November 15th. So
for the paper, why not?
Well, you would know by then if it's done or not.
But
you'll know either way.
So
he's saying you'll know if they're in contract with the paver or not.
So you're going to come November 6th. You have to have that road paved by November 15th. So come back with a contract. If it hasn't been done already, we want to see the paper of who you hired and when they're going to do it and how long it's going to take them to do it, barring inclement weather, which we can't control. But that's got to get done. Okay, so again, that's a condition of approval. So if you just keep your word, we will grant you I'm not going to say that first, but I'll get their approval first, and then we will grant you that approval if, you know, we're in unison for that. You good with that? Okay.
So November 6, 2024, they appear to provide a status update.
Correct. Huh? Correct. Okay. Tara, any other questions?
No.
Matt?
The day after the election, yeah.
That's okay. This is important. I want to make sure that the residents are taken care of.
And if I understand with the conditions, you're saying 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be December 30,
2025. No. From today.
June 30, 2025. June 30, because your permit expired June 30, 2024. You got a temporary extension to today because the engineer didn't get an opportunity to review. So a 1 year does go to June 30, 2025, just so you're clear.
Correct.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So if you want to make a motion to do that, and like we've done in the past, we do a resolution of memorialization the next meeting, just capturing all this.
Before we do that, I just want to ask anybody else, does anybody else have any input, any other input that they would like on this topic? Sure. Please state your name and your address.
My name is Dr. Maria Campo Kolarczyk, and I'm a little late coming to this party, but I just want to express that Campos and Bucks are independent of one another, number one. But secondly, when I went to the meeting last week and Dr. Miller was there, that Kevin had called the meeting, and realized this discovery of this area of, you know, in the Campo Pit, I found it extremely exciting, and I just thought, at any cost, this area needs to be preserved. I mean, I can't stress that enough, that it frightens me a little bit that if there's going to be a hasty removal of dirt, you know, I just don't want that going near the area. I know you've stressed it more than once during the meeting, but I just need to reiterate that area needs to really be preserved. especially, you know, if Dr. Miller is going to go ahead and really try to get this area recognized as it should be.
I don't think that would be an issue. I think, you know, the Stones have committed to preserving both parts. They're not going to go to yours, and they're going to preserve their end. So I don't think that's an issue. Correct? I think we're all on the same page of needing to preserve this because it has such value from a historical point, anthropological point of view, and these other big words that you could probably say that I don't know.
Share your link with them? Did they?
Yes.
Phenomenal. Yeah, the two links, and it was just phenomenal as far as.
I think we're all on the same page to doing that. And moving forward, if we do this the right way with your cooperation and the Stones' cooperation, we could get this to be a preserved site that people could enjoy for future generations.
Right.
So that's the goal. Hopefully the two families could work together and get to an amiable solution on this. And hopefully, everybody said that, Ms. Totten is an integral part of doing that. So I hope that, you get to that level and you get to that end result, and we could put this behind us.
I think we're both independent of each other.
Obviously, if you're going to preserve it, it's got to be working together with Dr. Miller and the county and everything.
Right, that's what I was going to say. We understand you're independent, but you still have to work together because it's a common goal that we all want to achieve.
Yeah.
Okay? And the common goal is what Dr. Miller stated and the interest that the county wants to do to turn this into, a nice site.
Yeah,
so that's why you guys have to come together and discuss this and sit down and come up with a good solution that everybody's happy with and that, again, we could all enjoy for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We need to get the county park system to come up with a plan.
The Monmouth County had asked the members at the meeting the other day to restore it to what was originally planned, what kind of cost would that be? And then also just to restore it that maybe to meet these type of where this plan may now go, where you don't want the big slopes that were originally required. How much cheaper it will be to do that?
We have nothing in writing from them.
No, I'm just saying they had asked. I think what they needed was input, and then they're going to eventually figure out: are they buying two pieces, or are they buying at the same time two pieces staggered time? What kind of costs? What are they? And they got to get their appraisers and stuff. But I think the part was getting back to the restoration. What was approved, and what would that cost? But they don't necessarily want that now.
Okay.
So then what would the reduced cost be on the new? So there's still information that the county needs.
Yeah, some work left there, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So, discussion from the dais. How would you like to move forward? I'm okay with all the conditions that we put on them. I think they're okay with all the conditions we put on them. The preservation is key. So
yes.
To grant them a year with these conditions, and they have to come back November 6th to show us, status updates, I'm okay with it.
Just keep in mind that with the 30-day deadline for the concept plan, that would be due before the next council meeting, which is August 21st?
Correct.
Okay. That doesn't stop them from having approval.
No, I just wanted to make them aware of that.
Right.
So that concept plan will be due before.
So basically, tomorrow they could start...
Right, but again, what the attorney is saying is that if they don't get that to you within 30 days, they violate that condition.
I have to come back.
Then you guys have a problem. So please, I can't stress it enough. Just do what you say. You agreed to, so there's no issues moving forward, and you don't put anybody in a bad way. That's all I ask. Just do what you say you're going to do. Okay.
We're going to get a copy of those.
He's going to drop the resolution.
But the resolution wouldn't be till the next meeting, although you'll make a motion today to approve with all the conditions you verbally gave.
But you could send an email to Kevin, right, with like a bulleted list.
So we'll get you a draft of the resolution, just so you know what you have.
Yeah.
As far as the conditions.
It's effective today, but it's just memorialized at the next meeting.
Yeah, so we're going to approve it today, but then it gets memorialized, so we're not going to be able to give you a formal one for another 30 days.
But you still have an idea.
Yeah, exactly.
What we have to follow.
Yes.
No problem at all. And we'll put the dates and stuff like that that you need on there. Okay? All right. So.
Yeah, I agree. As long as they say do what they say they're going to do, it's imperative. I agree with the plan. And Dr. Miller, I'd love a tour of the site at some point. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
I mean, we're invited anytime.
Okay.
Let us know when you're going to come back.
October 6th?
I think it's September 23rd.
It's 23rd. Actually, I can make that one. The October 6th or whatever, I couldn't make that one.
Okay. Oh, no, it's October 6th. That's when you're right.
Tara?
I can make that one.
Yes, I am good with it.
Okay.
Being that they have recourse if it doesn't take place.
Okay. All right.
So you have to make a motion to extend the permit to June 30th, 2025, which is a period of 1 year subject to all the conditions, which is effective today, but will be formally memorialized at the next meeting.
Okay.
As I said, one of the due dates is before the next meeting.
Do I have a motion to approve or deny?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call.
Committeeperson Zabrowski?
Yes.
Committeeperson Davis?
Yes.
Mayor Farrow?
Yes. So you have your permit granted for a year with all of the conditions, and you have to come back here November 6th with a status update. We're going to give you a billeted draft of the conditions. This way you know what you have to do. But the main one that you have to concentrate on is the first 30 days that you have to give him is
some kind of concept plan.
Yes. And to satisfy you guys, that road has to be paved by November 15th or else they get shut down.
Just again, we're going to say the next meeting is August 21st. There's no August.
No, I know, but they're not coming back in August.
No, I know. Memorialized for the resolution.
Yeah.
Right, but it's still effective.
It's effective today, but you'll see it on the agenda.
35 days, yeah.
So by August 17th, we need the concept plan.
Yes. Dr. Miller, thank you. Thank you, everybody,
thank you.
For coming.
Thank you.
Just appreciate it. Have a good night.
Unfortunately, the video didn't work.
Yes.
I know.
Do you have to call him tomorrow?
Yeah, I have to call him tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Old business. Any old business?
Any old business?
No.
Okay.
No,
comments from the dais? Any comments from the dais?
No.
Okay. I'd like to open it up to the public at
9:44.
So,
wait.
Are there comments from the public?
Yeah, anybody from the public want to come up and talk about anything?
You want to come up, Jane?
Yeah.
Introduce yourself and tell them what you're doing.
116,
yeah. Yeah. State your name, please.
My name is James Olivero.
You're going to have to talk a little louder, sorry.
My name is James Olivero.
Shh.
I am from Troop 116.
Trying Hold on. Excuse me. Can you take that outside?
Yeah, we're still conducting the meeting, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I am trying to get citizenship in the community. And for the merit badge, I have to... She's an issue from one of the meetings. I watched the meeting about the 250th anniversary of for the 1776. What are we going to do since I saw that there was going to be the truck about for that celebration part, but what are we planning on doing as like most stuff?
So we put together a committee that is working in conjunction with the county, and they're coming up with a series of timelines of what has happened in Millstone during that period of time, 250 years ago, and they're going to come up with boards to give information at each site. So if you want to help out, I'm sure that they would more than welcome your help.
Mm-hmm. And the second question was, how can young people help?
That's it, right there.
Yeah.
If you're willing to volunteer, they need as many volunteers as possible.
Who should he contact?
The Historical Commission. So,
which is
Polemus. If you want to reach out to me with your information, I'm Kevin Abernathy. I'm on the website. You can send me an email, and I'll put you in touch with the right people. You know, but they are looking to like buy like tricorn hats, and you know they'll be giving them out when they get closer. They're going to be putting pamphlets and information. There's a lot of things they're going to be doing, so they'll definitely be looking for a lot of help. And if you have any ideas that you think might be a good thing, there we talk about trying to maybe set up bicycle rides at some of these through historic areas or some of the events. And there's a lot of both armies actually have, you know, some that history here as well at that time. So there's a lot of things that are coming up.
So the Historic Society is pretty not technically savvy. And are you technically savvy?
Somewhat.
Do you know what QR codes are?
Yes, I do.
So what you could do is, I'll give you an idea, maybe do some research on certain historical events that happened in Millstone, reach out to the historical committee through the township administrator and get that information, and maybe you could develop a QR code so when people come they could take their phone, scan your QR code that you created, and it will take them to the information on the web of this particular site or home or park or whatever it is that you've gotten information on. So that's a good way to start.
And then as information increases or changes or clarifies, you could have it back in the back end, fix it, and make Correct. It accurate, which Correct. Is obviously the most important part of it. There's a lot of lore, but what actually did happen here and stuff, they want to try to make sure it's documented. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll try to help out with that.
Sure. Anything else?
Nothing else. Thank you.
No, thank you.
So I've known James a long time. Him and my daughter go to school. And his mom, Carla, actually reached out to me that he had this project to do. So I had actually suggested that he come here and ask his questions
Absolutely.
To the township committee so he can have all our input and see if there was anything that we could suggest that he could help out with.
And
so.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And you guys do really great work. I've been watching the meetings because of him. Because the staff has been doing, and you guys do really great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of time and effort. Yes, a lot of really great questions. Didn't realize anything was going on.
The sad news is you won't see yourself on TV. They were having technical issues today. But the audio will be there. But the audio will be there.
Yeah, but he can go back and listen to the audio so he's not trying to take notes now.
Yeah.
What we had told him and who did contact and everything. So.
We'll have that posted.
All right. Very good. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Great job, James.
Have a good night.
How many more badges? How far you have to go before you're Eagle?
Good.
All right, keep it up. Keep it up.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your summer. See you guys later.
Being that there's nobody left from public, I'd like to close the public portion out at
9:49.
Okay. Sure sounds like rain, huh?
Yeah.
It's
going
to be a 10-minute meeting. What happened?
All right, are we ready to adjourn?
No. No, I'm joking. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. A second, please.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Time out.
9:49.
Kevin says a 10-minute meeting.